This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Now, many people will know it is Diwali on Thursday, the Hindu Festival of Lights. Anjum Anand is here to cook the perfect for us. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, really well, thank you.
Good. Now, this is stuffed aubergines. It's from your latest book, Anjum's Quick and Easy Indian, which I'm taking home with me because I think it might help. I need to improve my Indian cooking, certainly. So tell me about this dish. Tell me, first of all, actually, about what you eat at Diwali.
So Diwali is for us always vegetarian.
Yeah.
So we always find something vegetarian that's quite filling and special. And it's the kind of, it's like Christmas, you know, someone hosts a dinner at home and they, you know, make a feast of a table with all sorts of lovely vegetable delights. So there's lentils and there's paneer and there's different breads and there's different vegetables and rice and really everything and anything. But we don't have as much time these days to kind of cook these big feasts. So it's nice to choose a few special dishes, which you still put a little bit of effort into if you have the time. But nowadays, I even find, even with Diwali, sometimes a lot of us are cheating. And so this is one of those kind of dishes, to be honest. It's sort of like a cheat dish that you can do both ways.
But it's going to be lovely, isn't it?
It is delicious.
The recipe is, of course, on the aforementioned website, bbc.co.uk/radio4/womanshour. So what are you stuffing your aubergines with, exactly?
So traditionally, you'd stuff it with paneer, mixed with whatever you want to mix it with. So we have some red onions, some mint today, some salt and black pepper. You could add some green chilies. You could even add some spicing, but we're keeping it really simple. And my cheat version, which I do really often, is this ricotta. Because ricotta has
just
that
ordinary
kind of
that you can buy in the supermarket.
Yeah,
it's
because
special.
No, exactly, because it has that sort of a bland, white, fresh cheese. And I say bland in the best possible way because it absorbs all the lovely flavors of the sauce.
Yeah.
So it's got, and it's, you know, it's protein and it works. The kind of cheesy creaminess works with the tomato sauce. So that's my kind of quick cheat. But if you want to make paneer, it's really easy. You just boil up lots of milk and then you sour it with some lemon juice or yogurt, and then the curds and the whey all start separating. You just drain it and you have your fresh cheese. So it's quite nice to make as well. And you have this real sense of achievement, like, I've made fresh cheese at home,
which
I still love.
How long would that take? How long does that whole process take?
It takes about 20 minutes for the milk to come to a boil, and the whole thing comes together really quickly.
Okay.
And then what you would end up with is this kind of really small curd cheese, which looks like ricotta without the creaminess.
But still perfectly usable for this dish.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where are you at now, then?
So now I've kind of made, I've made some paneer yesterday, which I've just softened in some boiling water, because it'll get hard overnight. Or if you use ricotta, clearly skip that step. I've mixed in some red onions, some mint, some salt, some pepper. I've been frying off some aubergine slices, which I've cut on the length, so it's, they're long.
They look very thin slices to me.
These are quite thin, but they don't have to be that thin, because, you know, aubergine's lovely and meaty, and it's kind of nice to sink your teeth into as well. So I've sliced these, and I have fried them off. I have my curry sauce, so it's my tomato sauce, which is just cooked down onions, some garlic, lots of tomatoes. What else did I put? Some coriander powder.
What a tin of tomatoes do?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do, absolutely. I'm just used to having fresh.
You looked a little bit, you did look a bit disdainful when I said a tin of tomatoes.
No, not at all. In fact, sometimes in certain seasons, tin tomatoes are great. I just don't use them, so I don't have like an exact proportion to tell you.
Okay.
But definitely, a lot of Indians use tin tomatoes. I always feel that if I want to add three, I want to add three, and I don't know what to do with the fourth.
You're talking about the big chunky tomatoes.
Yeah.
The beef. What are they called?
I don't know. Those kind of skinned plum tomatoes, or I mean, you get everything canned these days. But yeah, you can use tomatoes, and you cook the whole thing down, and then when it releases oil back into the pan, you know it's cooked, and then you're ready to move on to your next stage. So here I have my aubergine slices, my paneer mix, which I'm just going to taste for seasoning. You use a little bit of salt.
Right.
And if you use ricotta, because it's slightly seasoned, you don't need as much salt. There's something really delicious about just plain fresh paneer. So sometimes when I make a lump of fresh paneer, I more like a disc, I just kind of put some salt and pepper and some olive oil and some herbs and just kind of slice it and serve it with some toast. It's really delicious.
You do actually sort of nibble as you go along, don't you? I've never made a meal of any kind in my life without gnawing at some of the raw ingredients as I do it.
Well, you slightly have to.
I'll be gnawing for anyone who's coming around to my house for a meal.
Sorry, you slightly have to. You need to know what everything tastes like. You need to kind of nibble as you go along. What I find a lot is that people who've cooked don't end up eating when they sip, because then they just sort of feel like they're satisfied. So I'm just going to put maybe a large tablespoon at the end of an aubergine and start rolling. And then the dish comes together really, really quickly as it all just simmers in the sauce for a bit.
You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.